Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee, where we're going from Genesis to Revelation, book by book, in chronological order. Today, we're in the book of Deuteronomy. Great book. They've made several movies about this book. I remember when the Cease to Be the Mills, Ten Commandments first came out. We went to the drive-in movie theater and saw that. Whoa, was that impressive. So we're in Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it's sort of a call to return to the Lord because Israel had wandered and they're trying to get back. So we're in Deuteronomy chapter 30, reading from the New Living Translation, verse 1 of Deuteronomy 30. In the future, when you experience all these blessings and curses I have listed for you, when you are living among the nations to which the Lord your God has exiled you, take to heart all these instructions. If at any time you and your children return to the Lord your God, and if you obey with all your heart and with all your soul all the commands I've given you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes. He will have mercy on you. He will gather you back from all the nations where he has scattered you. Even though you are banished to the ends of the earth, the Lord God will gather you from there and bring you back again. And that happened in 1948, if you don't know your history. The Lord your God will return you to the land that belonged to your ancestors, and you will possess the land again. Then he will make you even more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. Now, Israel is about the size of Rhode Island, if you know anything about modern history, but it's one of the most powerful nations on the face of the planet. And nobody likes it. Nobody likes the Jewish people. You know, it stirred the devil up years ago, and it's still stirring him up. The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate and persecute you. Then you will again obey the Lord and keep all his commands that I'm giving you today. The Lord your God will make you successful in everything you do. He will give you many children, numerous livestock. He will cause your fields to produce abundant harvest. For the Lord will again delight in being good to you as he was to your ancestors. The Lord your God will delight in you if you obey his voice and keep the commands and decrees written in this book of instruction. If you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. Verse 11, this command I'm giving today, it's not too difficult for you and it's not beyond your reach. If it is not kept in heaven, so distant so that you must ask, who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear and obey? If it is not kept beyond the sea so far away, you will ask, who will cross the sea to bring it back so we can hear it and obey? No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips. It is in your heart so you can obey it. Now listen today, I'm giving you a choice between life and death, bring prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God, and to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live. You will multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you and the land you're about to enter and occupy. Verse 17. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I will warn you that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a good, long life in the land you're crossing, the Jordan to occupy. Today, I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between blessing and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants may live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, by obeying him, by committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land that he has given you, and he swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So God's repeating, he said, listen, I'm going to give you a choice between life and death, blessing and cursing. You know, I used to joke with the kids when I was a high school administrator, hey, if I can't say, hey, I want to give you a choice, life, death, blessing, and cursing. Say, which one would you like to choose? Can you imagine some doofus saying, well, Joe, can you give me 3 or 4 days to think about it? See, life and death. Blessing, cursing. I'm just not sure. Well, I know I want life and I want blessing. I'm not that stupid. I want life. Well, God said, well, I can tell you how to get it. If you obey the commands and keep these commandments, you'll get long life and blessings. Well, I want long life. And he told us, even if you fall down, you can get back up, put your hand back on the plow, and you can repent real quick. And I'll forgive you real quick. God gave us a way to live this life. There are no perfect people. Perfect people don't exist. The Bible said the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. We're not the perfect people. We're the getting back up people. Well, what a great life. I tell you, the greatest thing you'll ever do is open your Bible, just read a chapter. I don't care what book you start with, just read a chapter. Now, I joke all the time because people that know me used to, when I got led people to Jesus, I'd say, start in the book of John. And it's a great book. Sort of gives you the background of why Jesus came to earth, what he was doing. But today I've changed it. I said, well, start with the book of Revelation. They said, what? Yeah, start with the book. Start at the end. Start at the end. The book of Revelation is the only book with this promise. Blessed are those who read and understand the words of this book. What book? Revelation. Blessed are those who read and understand the words of this book. What book? Revelation. I mean, there's a blessing that goes with it. So let's start doing that. So like I said, it's a great chapter today. It's just a great thing about chapter 30. It's a call to return to the Lord. He's wanting to bless you. He's wanting to prosper you. He wants to heal you. He wants to show off to you. So give him that opportunity. And don't worry about messing up. You repent real quick and you forgive real quick. It's just the way we're supposed to live. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. And we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.